game coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
From the Pat Moody Studios, news is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Eastern equine encephalitis has claimed a fifth life in the state. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says a Cass County resident is the latest to die from the mosquito-borne virus. State officials have not released that person's identity, but Wood TV reports family members have identified him as 72-year-old Harry Hess, who began showing signs of the illness before state spraying for mosquitoes began at the end of September. Hess is the second death from Triple E in Cass County. The illness on average kills 33% of people who contract it, but this year in Michigan, it's killed 50%. Additionally, another horse has been confirmed to have Triple E in Allegan County, bringing the total number of animal cases to 40 in 16 counties. That animal began showing symptoms on October 1st, prior to parts of Allegan County being sprayed on the 3rd and the 6th. Health officials are studying how effective the aerial spraying was for mosquitoes in the fight against eastern equine encephalitis. Barron County Health Department spokesperson Jillian Conrad says the risk of getting Triple E still exists, but is declining as the temperature gets cooler.
We did set some additional mosquito traps to measure the amount of mosquitoes that we were getting and do some further analysis on the species of mosquito and even have those mosquitoes tested.
There have been 10 confirmed cases of Triple E in Michigan this year. Experts still don't know why the state had a spike of cases this year, but Conrad says infections have shown a rise in numbers about every 9 or 10 years. Talks continue as GM and the UAW try to forge an agreement to end a strike that's now over 4 weeks old.
The talks are apparently focused on a proposal the UAW made going into the weekend. Kristen Dechek of the Center for Auto Research says these are very complex contracts, and when you change one area, it affects another, even if that had already been settled.
That's really common. There's a lot of back and forth in bargaining, and nothing is settled until everything is settled.
The talks have been going long hours, but they are not yet round the clock. Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
And the Bethel Harbor Area Schools Board of Education will hold a special meeting today to interview candidates for a board vacancy. The vacancy was created with the death of Board President Stephen Mitchell last month. There are four candidates to be interviewed. They include former Benton Harbor City Manager Darwin Watson and former School Board Trustee Elnora Gavin. Also on the list are Nicholas Morgan McGee and Shaquille Turner. The board will also consider the approval of a new advisory committee to work on a plan for the district's turnaround. The committee was proposed by the Michigan Department of Treasury as school leaders work to avoid the potential closure of Benton Harbor High School or even the district as a whole. In sports, Monday Night Football, the Lions fall to the Green Bay Packers 23-22. In the National Hockey League, it was the Blackhawks picking up their first win of the season with a 3-1 win over the Edmonton Oilers. WSJM weather you can depend on is next. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.